Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. It is May right now in Canada as I'm recording this, and for us, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. So I want to put this tip out there about making it okay as leaders to talk about mental health. It's so important that we lead by example with these things and get rid of the stigma that mental health is a bad thing. Just like diet and physical exercise, our mental health is just as important, if not more. We need to talk about it as much as we talk about diet and exercise in the general public. So what can a leader do? Well, a leader can lead by example. You're not perfect either. And employees need to see that you take care of you as well. Maybe that means that you take that half day off to refresh and they know that's what you're doing. Make sure that if you need help, that you go get it as well. You don't have to go tell the world that you're getting help, but making sure that you lead by example and get the help you need if you need it is really, really important. Another way that you can bring more mental health awareness to your organization or your team is to ensure employees know that there are resources for them for any concerns that they have with their mental health. So, for example, if you have an employee family assistance program or what may be called an EAP, make sure you provide a poster or, you know, an email or a link, something that allows them to know how to contact the EAP if they have any needs. A lot of EAPs go beyond counseling, and some of them even have legal assistance. They could help you find where to buy that perfect car. There's a lot of different things some EAPs do, not all. And it'll depend on your organization, but make sure that they know if there's an EAP, what that contact information is. If you have health benefits, some of those health insurance companies have access to psychologists or will help pay for psychologists or therapists or other people who may help with mental health concerns. Perhaps you can provide a list of local resources. A lot of local cities and towns will have resources available, a lot of them for free if you have employees who do not make a lot of money. Providing these things is showing that you care about their mental health, right? It's showing that you want to be sure that they are healthy in all ways. A lot of companies will have, you know, if you lose some weight or you change this with your, you know, your BMI index on the weight, then they give you health discounts. But we don't see a lot of that with regards to mental health. So provide a list of whatever resources you can that are cost effective or free. Remember, though, as a leader, we don't want to directly go to someone and say, hey, Tara, are you suffering from, you know, depression or a mental health problem? We want to be careful. We're being very respectful of the, you know, confidentiality of health in the workplace. So do not directly ask. But if they're open to sharing with you, you know, be empathetic and provide the resources or even have them go to HR so HR can provide those resources. You want to show that you are at least open to understanding these things happen because you want a healthy workplace, and that includes mental health. Also, if you as a leader, even a business owner, really suffer from something such as stress, depression, or maybe some other mental health matters, know you're not alone. Remember, it's not just the employees who may have these things. It can be anybody, and it's okay to ask for help. Model self-care and wellness too for your employees when we talk about lead by example. Maybe you don't have the candy jar at your desk anymore. Maybe you have people who you don't know why they eat all the candy. It could be that they're depressed and they're emotionally eating, or it could be just that they like sweets. But if you model self-care and wellness, perhaps you put something more healthy on that in that candy bowl. Remember, as leaders and even business owners, we need to make it okay to talk about mental health in our workplaces. Again, not to the point of disrespect or breaking any confidentiality rules or any laws that might be out there, but that we share resources for mental health, and that we are okay with, telling if someone comes to us and says, I need some time off, I'm feeling quite depressed, we're empathetic and understanding for that. In Canada, CAMH, who is the Mental Health Association here, just put out that it affects about half the population has had or is currently in the process of having a mental health concern. So take it seriously. Let your employees know that you care about all types of illness, including mental health, and you're there to break the stigma that this is something we have to hide. All right, that is our Tip Thursday with Tara this week. Thank you for listening, and I hope you gained some information or a takeaway today. To learn more about our leadership division, including our on-demand course, please visit us at amplifyleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. If you want to find us on social media, we are on there as Twin Life Coaching and Business Services. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and even YouTube. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.